Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh, and I'm flying solo. And we're talking about something unique today. It is around the journey is not the win. The journey is not the goal. Results are not the goal. And I was in this CEO forum of mine the other day, and my good friend Mark Bashara and Mike Cato, we were talking and talking about how can I be more present for life and not just be obsessing about the goals. And I told him, I said, oh, I have the answer to that. You know, I figured that out. Right. And being a chronic achiever, we might always just fixate on the goals. I've talked about this in previous episodes, but I kind of came to a realization. So I'm going to take a big step back and go back to 2012. And I did an event at the DeYoung Museum, TEDx Golden Gate Park. And we had a speaker there, Kevin Yeager. And Kevin did a talk. It's on YouTube. It's called, essentially the pursuit of passion versus the passion for pursuit, right? And his whole belief, and then he had this whole talk about how he became a nearly Olympic speed skater from almost nothing within a very short period of time up in Canada. And his passion was for the pursuit. And he talked about this ideology around essentially enjoying the journey, and the outcome didn't matter. And I remember sitting there thinking, this is, 12 years ago. And I remember sitting there thinking, I can't do that. I'm just like, how's it even possible? And I've heard so many people talk about, the win is in the journey. You know, it's not the end result. The win is in the journey. And I remember just fixating on this for most of the last decade. Yeah, I fixated on this for most of the last decade, and I was just like, yeah, no, I don't, I can't do it. I can't do it. And so when Mark brought this up the other day, I could see him struggling with this. And I said, I have the answer to that, guys. And so before I give you the answer, I'm reading a book right now, Creativity Inc., and by Ed Catmull. And hopefully we're going to try to get him on the show. He said essentially that like uncertain future is always around, especially in the acts of creativity. When you're imagining the future by creating it, essentially that you don't know what the end result's going to be, because in a creative endeavor, it kind of shows itself to you as it comes to life. And his goal is to foster the optimal conditions to create within. So I thought that was a really cool way of thinking about it. What is the goal? The goal is to create the optimal conditions for creation. And in the world of creativity, you imagine the future by creating it. And how you do that is by fostering the optimal conditions to lead to who knows where, he says. Optimal conditions to who knows where. You don't know, but you're creating those optimal conditions. And the way he talked about it, and I'm going to talk about, again, the way he talked about it, because I thought it framed it up really nicely, was, the only three things that I'm focused on are following my guiding principles or core values, setting the right intentions for myself, and then establishing a goal that could attach to that. Again, creating these optimal conditions to lead to new who knows where. And so I thought that was a really interesting way of thinking about it. Like, how can I create the optimal conditions? So the question isn't, hey, enjoy the journey. It's, hey, the goal is to create the optimal conditions to potentially reach your goals, knowing that the goals might change. You don't know how you're going to get there. You may not hit them, but you'll hit something else. And again, if we take this perspective as, and again, as a creation, as a creator, and not being these hardcore achievers. Achievers, we're not. We are creating as well, but it's always with the bullseye in mind. I'm focused on hitting that target, hit that target, hit that goal, hit that number. The problem with that is we're on the hedonic treadmill, and we get on the hedonic treadmill, we hit that goal, and you're like, okay, what's next? Because the goal was to hit the target. The goal wasn't to create the optimal condition, right? And I thought that was really interesting. So first and foremost, I thought he said it beautifully, is our goal should create the optimal conditions for what? To live our core values, to set the right intentions around who we want to be in the world, and then target some goals that might come to mind. So for me, I got really clear on this probably 3-4 years ago. I was like, man, core values equals results, which is interesting. And I do think when we're living in our values, things feel less friction. Like there's less friction, right? There's less, when we live in our values, that we just feel like we're living within less friction. So why? Because we're aligned to how we're showing up in the world. Our core beliefs are being exhibited in what we're doing, the work we're doing. Our core beliefs get leveraged with it. Setting the right intention is, who am I trying to be in the world, right? Who am I trying to be? Like what are my intentions? So for me, I created really a matrix around this, a 3-part matrix, which is, what are the 3 things I'm trying to be? What are my intentions? And how do I want those things to show up? And that's really around the areas that I want to be purposeful and intentful around. And I got really clear on that last year. I said, okay, well, there's really only 3 things I care about. My intentions are, 1 is create impact in the world. 2 is build deep relationships. And 3 is to be healthy. Those are my intentions. And if I'm really healthy, that helps to aid in the other two. I can then go and focus really, aggressively on creating impact. And I can focus really aggressively on building good relationships because I feel good. When I feel good, those things are going to come to life a little better. And I took it one step further and said, well, what are the 3 things within those 3 buckets? What are the 3 things I need to do within those 3 buckets to make those things happen? And for me, it was focus on private equity. And you guys are already seeing when you hear me talk about what's happening at Rise, what's happening there, right? Focus on private equity, focus on helping entrepreneurs, advising CEOs. I'm still doing that. I love doing that. I do that in private equity, do it outside of private equity. And 3, I'm doing it right now, podcasting, right? Teaching, learning. Like, those are the 3 areas I want to create impact in. So my intention is to create impact. Those are the ways it shows up. Okay. And I'm very clear on that. If professionally, if it's not one of those 3 things, I probably won't do it. In the area of setting an intention around building deep relationships, I quantified what that was, and that was really simple for me. That was my immediate family, my wife, my kids, my brother, my sister, my mom, her family. Okay, I want a deep. So I'm investing time in that. On the weekends we plan out vacations. I go see people. I call them on the phone. We spend time with people we want to invest a deeper relationship. 1. 2 is my lifelong relationships, people that I've known for a long period of time that I want to, keep engagement with. I take time to reconnect with them. I'm not perfect at it, but I try. And 3, I want to build deep relationships here in Austin. Why? That's where I live. And I've only been here for a few years, and I want to expand that network. And I consistently am showing up there. It's not perfect again, but I show up there as I can. But I'm clear, at least, what my intention is, to build deep relationships in those areas. And last but not least is healthiness. I want to be healthy. So what does that mean? Diet, exercise, mindfulness. So mindfulness is easy. Meditation, I try to get, my goal is 300 this year. I'm pretty much more or less on track, 300 sessions. Exercise, I'm trying to work out 250 times this year. I'm on track for that. And, diet's hit or miss. Normally it's better than not, but at least the intention's there. So when I fall off track, I get back on track. And so for me, I'm very clear on my intentions. Create impact in the world. I talked about you on how I do that. Build deep relationships. I told you how I'm planning on doing that. And I want to be healthy. And I told you how I'm doing that. And so living my values, living my intentions, and then I set some goals. For me, it was, I want to build a company with a couple $100 million of enterprise value. I want to raise $100 million. We exceeded that. Okay. Now it's go and create impact within those businesses. It's not a nebulous goal, but it's not a specific goal. And I have good number of goals. I'm not going to outline what they are on this podcast, but we have specific goals inside Rise on what we're trying to build. And our investor knows what they are. and our portfolio companies know what they are. And that's all that matters to me, is they need to know what those are, because I got to go hit those goals. And when I start looking outside of that, you know, I got some little goals. So like I told you, run 250 miles this year is a goal. Read 30 books. I'm a little behind on that is a goal. I want to, you know, meditate 300 times. That's a goal. And those, by the way, support the three intentions I have, right? And so for me, I quit setting these far off crazy goals because I realized when I was on the hedonic treadmill, I was never happy when I hit them. So it was really like using Ed's, Ed Catmull's recommendations of really getting clear on those three things. Am I living in my values? Am I living in my intentions? And do I have some like little goals that kind of derive from those? But the middle one, the intentions, who do I want to be in the world? That's the secret sauce. Because for me, it wasn't around having a passion for the journey. I'm like, I don't know. The journey is going to change. Who am I showing up in the world to be? And am I doing those things consistently? And what I found was the minute I focused on that stuff, dude, shit just got easy. I didn't have to worry. I know what my goals are every day. Did I work out today? Yes. No. Did I meditate? Yes. No. Did I eat healthy? Yes. No. Did I build new relationships? Yes. No. With my family? Yes. No. With my kids? Yes. No. With my wife? Yes. No. With my friends from long ago? Yes. No. With my current friends here in Austin? Yes. No. And then did I do podcasting? Did I help entrepreneurs? And did I work in my private equity business? For me, that life's that simple. And if I'm doing those things consistently, boom, then the journey's feeling pretty damn good. So the journey is not the win. It's who you're trying to be in the world is the win. Hopefully this helped you in your journey to live a passionate, amazing, valuable life. Until next time, peace out. We love you. Take care. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazadeh here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now. And let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now. And let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply & Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Darius.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one.
She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the Podcast Princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join Podcast Royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.